The radio spectra of SN2020-OI, effects of radiative cooling on the deduced source properties, by C.I. Biosyn. Observations of radiative cooling in a synchrotron source offer a possibility to further constrain its properties. Inverse Compton cooling is indicated in the radio spectra during the early phases of SN2020-OI. It is shown that contrary to previous claims, observations are consistent with equipartition between relativistic electrons and magnetic field as well as a constant mass loss rate of the progenitor star prior to the supernova explosion. The reason for this difference is the need to include cooling directly in the fitting procedure rather than estimating its effects afterward. It is emphasized that the inferred properties of the supernova ejector are sensitive to the time evolution of the synchrotron self-absorption frequency. Hence, great care should be taken when modeling spectra for which cooling and/or inhomogeneities are indicated. Furthermore, it is noted that the energies of the relativistic electrons in the radio emission regions in supernovae are likely too low for first-order Fermi acceleration to be effective. This was the radio spectra of SN2020-OI, effects of radiative cooling on the deduced source properties, by C.I. Biosyn.